This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. They're the Quebec Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Simon Streetfield, and prelude to Act One of the opera Manon by Jules Massenet, an opera that quickly conquered the world's stages after its premiere in 1884 here on Kansas Public Radio. There's more classical music for your Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to join you. This hour, the Berlin Philharmonic has one of the Symphonies of Sibelius, Symphony No. 7, along in just a bit, along with pianist Georges Bellet, with a ballad by Friedrich Chopin. That and much more as classical music continues. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, join us next, and with them is violinist Robert McDuffie for music by another composer who dominated in the world of light comedic operetta, the Hungarian composer Franz Lehár of the late 19th and early 20th century. Here's one of his concertinos, one for violin and orchestra, in B minor, on Kansas Public Radio. From Hungarian composer Franz Lehár, concertino for violin and orchestra in B minor, played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, with violinist Robert McDuffie. The time is 12:25. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra joining us in about 10 minutes from now for the Seventh Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Stay with us for that here on KPR on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others, using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Up next on KPR, Georges Bellet at piano. To bring a little bit of Chopin's music to brighten up our afternoon, we'll hear Ballad No. 2 in F major on KPR. Ballad No. 2 in F major, music by Chopin, played by pianist Georges Bellet, here on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in seeing a little live piano performance, you'd be interested in the opening concert of the third season of the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance, who's bringing the Van Cliburn Bronze medalist Sean Chin for an evening performance this Saturday, the 21st, at 7:30 p.m. recital at Swarthout Recital Hall at Murphy Hall, with music by Chopin, Ligeti, Nikolai Metner, and others on display. Sean Chen's performance this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Swarthout Recital Hall, and you can find out more about this concert and how to attend at mapaa.org. 12:35 is the time, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash. Bach Aria Soloists House Party on Friday, September 27th at the Guild KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. And Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KC PBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport video library. More information at KansasCityPBS.org/passport. Herbert von Karajan is here now to conduct the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And from Jean Sibelius, we have Symphony No. 7 in C, next on Kansas Public Radio. dramatic finish to the 7th Symphony in C Major by Jean Sibelius, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1 p.m. News from NPR just ahead. In the next hour of classical music, will bring us the Piano Quintet of Shostakovich. Support for classical music on KPR comes from SpiderArk Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com, and I2S at KU, developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at I2S-research.ku.edu.
The Native American.
Join us for All Things Considered later today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Dow is up 250 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A lovely dance found within Iberia by composer Isaac Albéniz, the composer's masterpiece of Spanish dances for keyboard. There we heard movement number 12, or Eritana, in its arrangement for orchestra. Jesús López Cobos, conductor of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, to begin things in our 1 o'clock hour of classical music here on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up, the London Symphony has one of the concert overtures by Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear Fair Melusina in just a little while. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1, Friday evening, October 18th, at 7:30 p.m. Next on KPR, we're going to spend a fair amount of time with the Borodin Quartet, but it's music of Shostakovich that they'll play. Dmitri Shostakovich, in his student days, had attempted the writing of a piano quintet, but abandoned the project until much later in 1938, when he began writing a new string quartet, but then had the revelation that this could be the piano quintet that he'd originally conceived of. It's based on partially the work of a Beethoven piano quartet, along with Baroque-era dance forms, and was an immediate hit with audiences after its premiere in November of 1940. Shostakovich's Piano Quintet in G Minor, with the Borodin Trio and guests on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1940, the Piano Quintet in G Minor by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed this afternoon by members of the Borodin Trio and guests on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:47, and in a little over 10 minutes, our next update of news headlines from NPR, followed by more classical music until 3. Then later on tonight, there's more music with Destiny from 7 to 9. If you're getting ready for fall, then get a taste of maple leaves and campfires. In this evening's classical music, you'll hear the 6th Cello Suite by Bach, the 20th Piano Concerto by Mozart, along with the variations on a theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms. Destiny has the classics for you tonight from 7 to 9, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. With our time left this hour, we'll take in one of the concert overtures written by Felix Mendelssohn in the year of 1834. Prior to that, Mendelssohn had seen an opera that was all about the subject of Melusina, which is a figure from European folklore, a water nymph who marries a knight on the condition that he never enters her room on Saturday, on which day she takes the form of a mermaid. It's not an opera that Mendelssohn was particularly impressed by, but he did enjoy the story and subject matter, and in 1834 he wrote this concert overture as a birthday gift for his sister Fanny, the overture to The Fair Melusina, with the London Symphony led by Claudio Abbado on Kansas Public Radio. Felix Mendelssohn's 1834 concert overture to The Fair Melusina, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m. and NPR News just ahead. The next hour is going to begin with music by John Williams from Jurassic Park, and we'll find out what that has to do with a concert happening this weekend with the Kansas City Symphony, plus music by Dvorak, Robert Schumann, and much more. More wonderful classical music on the way here on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
That's Sam Greenglass. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there's a good chance that you know what that one was. Yes, it was John Williams conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra in some music that he wrote himself for a little experimental film from the early 90s called Jurassic Park. We heard the main themes from the score, and the reason that we're hearing that now is because today I found out about a fun concert happening at the Kauffman Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're showing Jurassic Park on the big screen with the Kansas City Symphony performing the score live. As I say, it's happening at the Kauffman Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., with a Sunday performance at 2 p.m. Find out more about this concert and how to catch the experience over at kauffmancenter.org. And thanks for joining me. For more classical music, I'm Jeff Watson. This 2 p.m. hour is going to bring us a violin ballad from Antonin Dvorak, as well as the West Side Chamber Orchestra, and the marvelous Antique Suite by John Rutter, modeled in part after Bach's Fifth Brandenburg Concerto, all just ahead. John Elliott Gardner will conduct the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance with what we have for you next, music by Robert Schumann from 1841. Some music that is not quite a symphony, although it seems apparent that Schumann was writing this intended to be his second symphony. It does have all the elements of a symphony. This is called Overture, Scherzo, and Finale with the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music written by Robert Schumann in the year of 1841, something he planned as his second symphony. Not something that he ever eventually called a symphony, though. That's known as the Overture, Scherzo, and Finale, performed by the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about a minute before 2:30 now, and the West Side Chamber Orchestra ready to join us in the second half of the hour in just a few minutes, with the Suite Antique, music for flute, harpsichord, and strings by British composer John Rutter, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party, on Friday, September 27th at the Guild KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. Here at the KU campus, it's 84 degrees, a high today around 89, mostly sunny skies, clear this evening with a low of 71. And overnight, we start to have a chance of showers, 20% chance of showers late tonight, and for tomorrow, 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. For Thursday, it should eventually be sunny with temperatures in the mid-90s. Music for violin and piano next. Violinist Kyun Zhao and pianist Edmund Battersby together in a ballad in D minor. Music by Antonin Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio. Ballad in D minor by Antonin Dvorak, played by violinist Kyun Zhao and pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:37. Little over 20 minutes to go until 3 o'clock. And All Things Considered from NPR News joins us at that time. Then later tonight from 7 to 9, Destiny has more classical music for you. Later this week on Friday, we've got the next concert from the BBC Proms. And this Friday evening, the Orchestra of Paris visits the Proms for a mouth-watering program of Parisian classics, such as The Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Hear another concert from the BBC Proms Friday night at 7 p.m. on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Next, we bring you music from British composer John Rutter, founder of the Collegium Ensemble, something he wrote in 1979 at a concert that also included the Fifth Brandenburg Concerto by Bach, and the piece that we'll hear was also partially inspired by that work. This is known as the Suite Antique for flute, harpsichord, and strings. We'll hear the West Side Chamber Orchestra on KPR. Composed in 1979, but reminiscent of a style much earlier than that, the Suite Antique from British composer John Rutter, played by the West Side Chamber Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson, and always, as always, thank you for sharing classical music with me. And the afternoon, there'll be more music with Destiny, your host tonight, for music from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.